Hey, Roxy.
Hey, James.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know why?
Why?
Because Creepy Kingdom has officially launched a Patreon account.
Patreon? What's Patreon?
Well, let me tell you, Patreon is a way that the listeners of the show can support us.
So, like a Kickstarter?
Not exactly. Kickstarter only is a one-time thing. On Patreon, our listeners can support us every month. And in exchange for them supporting us, we will give them special, super awesome prizes.
How much do they have to pay to support us?
They can pay whatever they want. You could pay $1 a month. You could pay $10, $100. It's up to them.
That's really cool. So how can Creepy Kingdom fans find this Patreon thing?
Well, you could go to creepykingdom.com and check the show notes on our recent episodes, or you could go to patreon.com/creepykingdom. That's patreon.com.
I'm going to go check it out right now.
Me too.
Monster Movie Media presents.
This is Corey Burton, the voice of the El Rey Network, and the Haunted Mansion Holidays, and of course Captain Hook, and many others. And you're listening to the Creepy Kingdom Podcast.
Welcome to episode 82 of the Creepy Kingdom Podcast, a podcast all about the creepiness of the Disney films and theme parks. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II. Coming up in this episode, Congorilla for the Soiled Restroom Cinema Podcast joins me as we give our review of a Danny Elfman Halloween concert. This was a live concert that took place at the Hollywood Bowl on October 31st and November 1st. A live orchestra played along to the entire film of Tim Burton's A Nightmare Before Christmas, and Danny Elfman, live on stage, sang along, as well as a few other special guests. After the review, stay tuned as I play for you some audio of some highlights from said concert. If you are listening on the video version, there will be video. If you are just listening on the audio version, I'll put a video up on our website or our YouTube channel. So without any further ado, let's begin. Alrighty, I'm here with my special guest, Miss Congorilla. Hello.
Hey, guys. Or, well, hey. You.
Hey, everybody.
I don't know how to address listeners or just you, and then I felt bad. I had only addressed listeners.
Well, thank you for addressing all of us.
I like to pretend it's live.
Yeah, no, you know, this is live. We're live.
Feeds my ego a bit.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming back on the show. It's been a while since you've last appeared on the Creepy Kingdom program.
I think, was it last Halloween?
I think so. I think we did the Lonesome Ghost.
I was going to say the Ghost Hunter, Ghostbusters.
Yep.
Episode of Disney.
Where we were trying to just determine whether or not Goofy came up with the phrase, "I ain't afraid of no ghost," first.
He hella did. Gotta give it to Goofy.
All right, I'm sure he did. And you are a podcaster in your own right. So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your show?
My show that I do with two other co-hosts is called Soiled Restroom Cinema. And it's at signalsoffury.com. And we're on iTunes and all those other places that you can find podcasts. And we talk about bad movies that we watch. Yeah. Like on Netflix and stuff. A lot of asylum movies.
Yes, yes. And
things like that.
I had the pleasure of being on one of your episodes where
we reviewed. You're so kind.
Pleasure. And I review, what did we review? I can't remember the name of it. Railroad it Jack?
I was just going to say, oh my God. So sad we remember it. That movie was so bad. So dumb.
Yeah. but it was fun.
I got to do that all the time. I'd rather do a Disney podcast.
Well,
you don't even know. If only I knew how to do it on my own.
Well, you're always welcome to come on this show.
Right on. Plus, yeah. I listen. I can live vicariously.
Yes, of course. You can pretend that we're talking to you when you listen.
Mm-hmm. It's part of my, you know, like how I pretend this is live.
Right.
I also do that.
A lot of pretending.
Yeah.
But what we're not going to pretend is tonight's topic. And you and I both went to see, how do you describe this event? It was the Nightmare Before Christmas performed live with an orchestra with Danny Elfman and special guests. We went on different nights, which I'm really curious to hear about how the show went your night as opposed to my night. But
yeah, I'm really curious about yours too, because we missed the first hour where they did the costume contest and stuff.
Okay, well, we'll back it on up there.
I don't know how that went at all.
Oh, well, I'll tell you and the listeners how it went.
Yeah.
So this was at the Hollywood Bowl. And
in Hollywood, right? Well, duh, Haley. I'm an idiot. Or yes, Rilla.
The Hollywood Bowl in Hollywood, yes. The Hollywood Bowl in Arkansas.
Makes sense. I thought it was in Illinois. My bad.
Yeah, that's the other one. So they were, this is probably the largest venue that I've ever been to in my life. I don't even know what its capacity is, but it is huge.
For real. I had no idea either. I was shocked.
So, where were you seated?
We had a box is what it was described to me as. And when they said that, like, I didn't know what the Hollywood Bowl was because I'm an idiot. Like, I didn't know it was amphitheater. So when they said box, I almost kind of pictured, like, some weird kind of outdoor opera box kind of a situation.
Okay, right. You think you're close but up high, yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, wow, there's a lot of people. It's an arena. I'm an idiot. And then we had a box, and it was just kind of like with four fold-up chairs inside of it.
Oh, where's this box? I don't know.
It was kind of in the middle. Like, I'm sure up front the boxes got – as closer you got up to the stage, the boxes got bigger. Like, in mine, we could fit four chairs.
What was the point of the box?
Oh, I don't know.
Like, so you don't have to, you have a little barrier around other people. Yeah. I didn't know that was an option.
Yeah. Cause I don't know if behind us, like if the farther you got back, if it just became rows of like stadium seating.
Huh. I'm not sure. The box. Interesting. Well, we were kind of like in the middle, I guess.
Yeah.
We weren't all the way back. I think it was literally right dead in the middle is where we were. And that was still really far away. Before we get to the seats, let's talk about the what was going on there. So before the event, they had a few things that you could do. They had the costume contest, which you had mentioned, and they had trick-or-treating because we actually went on Halloween.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did get a trick-or-treat bag, but we didn't do it.
So you did not collect any free candy.
No, it just seemed like a line of people, and then you get to a table with some bowls on it, and some ladies give you some candy, like three ladies.
Yeah, and what was the problem?
So we were like, never mind. Let's get some drinks.
Well, you know, it's not quite drinks, but it's free candy. They had three or four trick-or-treating stations. I think I ended up going to most of them because it's free candy. And the food at the Hollywood Bowl is pretty expensive, you know. And so we, actually, before even getting there, just as a little interesting tidbit, we ended up taking a shuttle there from about half an hour away. Were you able to actually park at the Hollywood Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were advised against that because apparently it's a nightmare trying to get out of there at the end of the night. Did you have issues trying to leave?
That's what we did. Yeah, we did the parking thing and we kind of tailgated a little bit. That's why we missed all the trick-or-treating and stuff. So okay. We kind of got a little tipsy in the parking lot and then we walked up there and when we got inside, I think we just, I went to the merch table and I bought a t-shirt and then I went inside one of the stores and I bought a hat from the Hollywood Bowl store. But, I don't remember leaving at all. Like, I don't remember having to wait forever.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe it wasn't that bad.
Yeah. Because I remember driving back and stuff. I just don't remember. I don't think it took very long.
Oh, okay. All right. Right on. But it was definitely a little bit of an ordeal to get in there. And so the offerings that they had was the trick-or-treating, as we've mentioned. And they had this costume contest, which I guess, like, the first round people, anyone could enter it, and it was something that was kind of happening on the side stage. It wasn't like on the main stage. It wasn't until like the 10 finalists they brought up, and I don't really recall how the winner was chosen. Maybe I don't know. I'm just saying the costume contest wasn't that interesting. I'll say that.
Oh, I didn't miss anything.
No, I wouldn't say. You know, it wasn't really like a show. By any
means. I was wondering how they had put that on. Because it was costume show, because when you're walking around and stuff and waiting, there's all kinds of people that are dressed up. Like, for some reason, there was a Marty McFly and a Doc, you know?
That's weird.
I was like, but, you know, it's like, all right, whatever.
Well, I mean, we actually went on Halloween, which are, you know, people more apt to to wear costumes.
Yeah.
And most people were Nightmare Before Christmas themed. It, I gotta tell you, it was pretty surreal. I have never been someplace with so many people dressed up as Sally. So many variations of Sally. You know, most people's costumes were, you know, whatever, but a few of them were, you know, pretty over the top and cool. We're just like, oh.
I think I'd be the devil kid. What's his name? Locke?
Yeah, I believe so. Always
get mixed
up.
Yeah, that's who I'd be.
Yeah, we saw a lot of cool costumes. We didn't dress up because I don't dress up for anything.
Yeah, we didn't either. We just wore regular clothes. There's a lot of people wearing Nightmare Before Christmas, like t-shirt, like stuff from Hot Topic. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people wearing Hot Topic clothes. The night I went, because I went Sunday.
Yeah, I'd say most people were in costume on Halloween, which I guess makes sense. It's one of the few people not in costume. I do want to give a shout out to our friends who we were supposed to sit with but ended up not being able to for other various reasons, to Eric and Amantha. So a shout out to them.
But yeah, I didn't know they were going to play the movie during.
Oh, you didn't?
Mm-mm. I thought they were just going to sing the songs.
Oh, yeah, I knew that going in. So you thought it was just a concert there. Yeah, no, mm-hmm. They played the whole movie. So that was...
Yeah.
Well, let's get into that, okay? Let's get into the main event here. So they played the movie, and they had an orchestra play right along, which is kind of cool. And then during the songs, Danny Elfman would come out, and he would sing
them.
So
amazing. I love Danny Elfman so much.
So that, I mean, it was pretty incredible. I mean, just overall. Yeah. Like, let's just get that out of the way.
Of course. I mean, Nightmare Before Christmas is one of my all-time favorite movies. And it's good for two holidays. It's good for Christmas and Halloween. It's like the best holiday movie ever.
Yeah. You could watch it for months.
And the soundtrack is amazing.
Right.
The whole thing.
Yeah, that's why we went. We wanted to hear it live. I mean, Danny Elfman. I mean, it just seems like such a rare treat. I know that earlier this year, Danny Elfman did like a tour where he was doing the theme of it was the music of Tim Burton. and I wasn't able to go to that, and I was just like, I would have loved to heard the Beetlejuice theme live. I think that would have been incredible.
That would have been great too.
Yeah. So this was definitely the next best thing to that. One of my comments for, I just want to get this out of the way. I felt that the volume of the performance wasn't very loud. I don't know if you felt that, if they fixed that problem on the second night.
No. Oh, yeah, they must have then, I guess. It sounded great to me. Yeah. We were singing along the whole time.
Yeah, if we would have been singing, like, it would have been louder. The people would have heard us, like, very clearly next to us, like it wasn't very loud at all. And that was a little disappointing, I will say, especially, you know, kicking it off, you know, with This Is Halloween, one of the, you know, best songs right in the beginning. It was just not really loud. Like, when people would cheer, like, louder than the music. And I don't really understand that at all. So hopefully, they fixed that problem the second night. So, kind of strange.
I also didn't know that they were going to have Catherine O'Hara. And what's that Oogie Boogie's name? Ken Page?
That's right.
His name.
Oh, yeah. Those were surprises.
Oh, no. Yeah, cops going by. I'm sorry. So much traffic by my house. Sorry.
Right. It adds an element of danger to this podcast.
Spooky. Evil Halloween sounds. There's a siren in Nightmare Before Christmas on the mayor's car.
That's right. So that's what it is. Just the mayor driving by.
Yeah.
You live in Halloween Town, right?
Yeah. Of course.
Excellent, excellent. So the first half of the film, they had a bunch of random people singing a lot of the other parts. They were good. I don't know who they were.
But yeah, the guy said at the beginning that it was going to be the entire original cast. I feel like he said the original cast, so that's kind of ambiguous. So there was like a couple people singing the main songs, like the ones where Jack didn't sing, like the This Is Halloween, it was them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Lock, Jack, and Barrel, I don't know if those were different people or the same people, like those people, like, because Catherine O'Hara didn't come out during that part, and she's a voice of Shock.
Right. Well, we'll get to that because, yeah, during the actual movie, no, that Catherine O'Hara did not come out at that point. And also the other person that sings on that song in the movie did not come out yet. Was not there at all. Danny did sing on that, but the other random people filled those spots. To me, that's probably one of my favorite songs for the movie. So that was... That's when things got really exciting for me because I found that was a lot of fun.
I think mine are What Is This and the Kidnap Mr. Sandy Claus.
Well, yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. With the kids saying Kidnap Sandy Claus.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they had an intermission, which was interesting.
Much needed.
Yeah, it actually was much needed. Where the entire place tried to go to the bathroom at once.
Yeah, we didn't have a line in the girls' bathroom that on my night, so it was pretty.
Oh,
we got back in time.
Do you think your show was sold out? Because the show I was at was sold out. So
I think ours was definitely sold out. There were so many people. Like, I had no idea. Like, when we first walked in there, I was like, whoa. There's a lot of people here. I had no idea it was so big.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know what the Hollywood Bowl was. I'd heard of it, but I thought it's where you play football.
No. I don't think there's any place for any sporting activity there. So.
You see my confusion then.
Yeah, you thought you were going to like a football stadium. And
yeah.
Not quite. So yeah, they had the intermission, and then when they came back, they had a woman kind of playing violin.
Oh yeah, I'd forgotten about her.
Kind of jamming on some different songs from the movie.
She was kind of dressed as a skeleton zombie ragdoll person. Well,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, she had a cool look going. They never said who she was, which I found was interesting. But
oh, I. Th- I think they did at mine, but because she did a bow and stuff. I think they did say at mine. Whoever that lady was, I do not remember. Sorry, violin lady.
Yeah.
Or fiddle lady, whichever one that I can't tell the difference.
Either way, it was interesting. It was fun. Or like it broke the monotony of like, oh, movie started again. You know, same thing we were just watching. You know. So. But it was really after the intermission, the second half, that I really felt that this experience, like, turned into something special. And,
yes.
And the first of that was, as you mentioned, it was Ken Page, the voice of Oogie Boogie, came out and sang Oogie Boogie song, and that was like, it was like, oh wow,
so good. I really like that song too.
Yeah. So that was fun. But like you mentioned, also the surprise of Catherine O'Hara coming out, and that moment, like, I remember I was watching it and she was singing it, and it was so intense when she was singing it. Everyone else up until that point kind of, they weren't really into it, I guess. I don't know. Maybe they were into it, but they weren't like acting, you know, like they were just like, hey, we're doing this. Isn't this funny? You know, we're on stage singing this. But she looked like she was about to start crying as she was singing Sally's song. And I thought it was incredible. Like hearing that live, like,
yeah,
it actually,
she's so good.
It actually seemed like a live thing. Like, I guess because it wasn't so loud, it didn't sound too different from the recording, you know, up until that point. But when that happened, I was like, oh, this is like a live performance I'm watching now. You know, like, I thought that was really cool. I really enjoyed that.
And yeah, I think ours sounded so close to the soundtrack, I would almost question if they had just lip-synced. It was so good.
Yeah, I mean, that's the tough part about it, actually. It's, I mean, that would be kind of lame if they...
Because they were playing the movie during, so...
I don't think Danny Elfman lip-synced. I know for several times he wasn't...
No, I don't either. I'm just saying that's how good it sounded.
Oh, yeah, that's how good it sounded, yeah. I was just to clarify, several times, he wasn't, like, right on... With the movie at every second, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, so he wasn't lip syncing, but yeah, no, they were performing. Yeah, that's a problem sometimes. It's too good. It doesn't sound like it's live, you know? So, but no, it was cool. So yeah, the night went on. It was still an enjoyable thing. But the highlight for me up until that point was, of course, Sally's song. And, you know, the film ended. And I don't know if this happened on your night because you didn't mention this. So the credits came on and Danny came back out and he's like, I'd like to, do a song again that we've done already from the movie with the original people that sang on it. So they did kidnap the Sandy Claus again. Did they do that at your show?
No.
Oh, wow.
I don't think so.
So... the original people that sang on it was, of course, as you mentioned, Catherine O'Hara. And someone that I noticed was very absent. Because they said that original cast thing, too, when I was going to be there. So I was like, really?
Yeah, when they say original cast, I was like, everybody? Yeah.
So the third person on that song that was absent was Paul Rubens, a.k.a. Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah.
And Pee Wee came out at my show. Yeah.
He did?
Yep, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Then it must have just been special for Halloween. That definitely didn't happen at the one I went to. I was a little tipsy. I think that's why I don't remember us leaving, so having a hard time, because I think we waited a little while for it to thin out.
I don't think you would have forgot, tipsy or not.
Yeah, I don't think I would have forgotten that either. I was pretty tipsy.
If Pee Wee Herman came.
Like, I had a good buzz going, but I remember, like, the whole concert, because I sang the whole thing. So good.
Remember that. But, yeah, no, that was incredible. That was one of those moments. I'm sitting there watching this and I'm going, I'm definitely witnessing something spectacular, like something really special. Yeah. Like
it's probably like, I don't know about you. You live near Disneyland, so you must have awesome experiences all the time. But I'm from Vegas, you know? So I think that's like the coolest thing I've ever done. Cause I just love Danny Elfman so much. Like, I love his movie themes and like TV show themes and Oingo Boingo. He's a genius to me. So I was so excited.
Oh, yeah. No, it was this whole thing was like, as soon as I heard about it, I was like, oh, I have to do it. It's like the perfect thing to do on Halloween.
Yes, it was perfect. And now you told me that you also got Paul Rubens. So now I'm like, damn.
Do you remember any other aspect of the encore from your
night?
I don't
even remember us having an encore, but we must have.
Maybe they didn't have one on your night.
Maybe they didn't. What was Catherine O'Hara wearing on your night? Was she wearing a black and white stripy dress?
Yes.
I don't know why I was so curious about that.
I believe so. I think so. I don't know. Yeah, I think I have a memory of that. I think that was her stage outfit. But
I can only wonder now what was different between our shows. But I did have the violin lady. But
we had that.
Know.
Well, after that amazing Kidnap the Santa Claus performance, Danny Elfman sang a version of Oogie Boogie song. So did that happen at your show?
No.
So that was pretty awesome. If you can imagine Danny Elfman's voice singing Oogie Boogie song.
Oh, dang. I missed out. It was still pretty cool.
Yeah, that was cool. And they ended the night doing something that a lot of people were, I mean, a lot of people were excited, but I actually heard a lot of people talking about it that weren't at the show because the word got out and people were really excited. Is they actually ended the night with the Oingo Boingo song.
And what song was it?
He did Dead Man's Party.
Oh. So. That might have been our encore. I feel like he did that one. Because I kind of was excited too, because that's my favorite Oingo Boingo song. And I was like, that'd be so good if he sang that song, because it's in Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. And like when I saw that movie and they started playing that song, I got so excited. I was like, Oingo Boingo is my favorite song. So I was like, wouldn't it be awesome if he finished it with that Oingo Boingo song? That's so funny. You were hoping for the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. But nope. Well, he did Dead Man's Party, which. That song, a little trivia out there, Oingo Boingo appeared in the film Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield. They actually performed there, and that's a song that they were performing in the film Back to School was Dead Man's Party.
Yeah, I forgot. You just reminded me. I remember singing along to Dead Man's Party now.
I'm glad I could help you remember the end of the evening.
I'm such an alcoholic. I'm a cursing alcoholic. I'm a sailor. You know that, right?
Yeah, of course. You sail the seas around Las Vegas.
I got like a red and white striped shirt like Smee. I'm a sailor. Sorry. I get blue sometimes.
Yeah, it's the risk we take having Congorilla on the show. we took the risk. It's fine.
You want the Rilla? You're getting the Rilla.
Wow. I guess so.
Sorry.
Do you have any other thoughts about this concert?
Just that it's the best thing ever. And if it ever comes around again, everybody who worships Danny Elfman in this movie needs to go do it, because it's like a holy religious experience.
Wow.
Like when I think about it, I want to put my hands up. I'm like, oh.
Wow. I enjoyed it, but I don't know if I enjoyed it to that level.
Oh, my God.
I think, you know, again, I did enjoy it. I thought it was a lot of fun. I thought a few moments were really intense. I mean, that Paul Rubens appearance, like, that was just really exciting.
Yeah, that's super dope.
You know, and it was a fun thing to do on Halloween. In my household, we kind of celebrate Halloween for like 2 months leading up to it.
I'm still kind of celebrating Halloween.
Right, yeah, we still are, actually. So,
like, the decorations are still all up.
So, you know, like, we needed to do something actually a little special on actually Halloween.
You know? And what could beat that? Danny Elfman live. Because he's just so great. And he was like, he was on my night anyway. He was really performing with the songs, you know.
I mean, He was performing. I'm not going to say he was phoning in or anything. He definitely was performing.
Like, he was just standing there, but, you know, he was moving his arms and doing facial expressions. Like, he wasn't, like, phoning it in.
No, he wasn't phoning it on my night either. Like I was saying, when Catherine O'Hara took the stage, like, I actually saw a performance, you know, like, it was, like, you know, like, it was intense, like, you know, I could feel it from however far away we were, you know, like, and that's when I was like, wow, like, you know, it kind of gave me chills during Sally's song, to be honest.
Yeah. And, like, they kind of, her and Tim Burton, Catherine O'Hara and, like, Danny Elfman, like, they held hands, you know, for a long moment so everyone could applaud. And they looked at each other like they were really friends. And I was like, ah, so good.
Yeah, they did it at the end song when Jack and Sally realized they love each other.
Yeah.
They were singing that together. They actually held hands. And, yeah, that was, you know, that was really nice.
I'm pretty sure you and your girlfriend were holding hands, right?
Maybe.
I know, I was holding my boyfriend's hand. I know we were singing too. We're big, gross goobs.
Goobs?
Yeah.
I'm unfamiliar with that too.
We're gross because it's like all the time, I love you. No, I love you. No, I love you. No, I stink. I love you. You're great. We're like that, you know?
Oh, okay.
We're in the honeymoon phase.
Oh, enjoy it. So. It's going to be over soon.
I'm going to try to make it last as long as I can.
So real quick for you leave us again, hopefully not for another year. Hopefully you come back.
I'm down for like pretty much any Disney movie. You don't even know.
All right. Excellent.
A lot of my favorite like soundtracks are mostly Disney movies. Cause I was thinking, I was like, oh, Nightmare Before Christmas is totally one of my top. And then I was like, what are the other ones? And it's like, well, Little Mermaid and Aladdin.
Wow. Have you seen the Aladdin show at Disneyland?
No, I need to go. Yeah. I wish they hadn't stopped it on Broadway and they had brought it to Vegas.
Well, it closes in January forever. So you need to come down here before. It's actually really amazing. I just saw it for the first time a few weeks ago. And so I just might as well just bring it up now. And it is amazing. It really is. Like, I'm not necessarily like into shows or anything, but it was everything about it was, the genie is hilarious. The stage production of it is incredible. They fly on a magic carpet over the crowd. Like, it's just like, yeah.
And that movie's so good too. Cause it's like, I can't really decide which one's my favorite between Little Mermaid and Aladdin, because they're both kind of the same movie. So
there's some difference. They're the same movie.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a lot of like it has a lot of the same beats.
Right.
Like, you know, at the end, how they both like get transformed back into their true selves in front of the person they love. They get exposed for who they really are. You know what I mean? It's just, yeah, no, when you think about it, like stuff like that, there's a lot of similarities.
Wow, you're really dropping some real knowledge here, man. You're just like,
so it's like, of course I can't decide which one's my favorite. They're both the same.
Yeah, but, you know, Ursula wins. Can't beat Ursula. No, but I wanted to say, while you were in Southern California, you went to some other theme parks.
I did.
So you went to Knott's Scary Farm, which is the Halloween event at Knott's Berry Farm. And you went to Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios Hollywood. And as of the time of the recording, I have attended Knott's Scary Farm, but I have not gone to Halloween Horror Nights this year. So what's your spoiler-free thoughts on Universal's Hollywood Horror Nights?
Well, I definitely liked Universal more than not scary, because I was a little, I don't know, the mazes in the Not Scary Farm were kind of like more ambiguous, it seemed. Like, I know they had themes, but the themes were kind of loosey-goosey. Mm-hmm. And at Universal, like, you know, we went on, like, because they had the Crimson Peak, right? Is that a spoiler?
No, I know what houses are there. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Like, you know, they all have a big theme that is really recognizable, the Alien versus Predator.
Yeah, they're all tied to like intellectual properties they're familiar with, and at Knott's Scary Farm, they're not at all. You know,
like Walking Dead.
Yeah. So you I prefer that as well too. I like going into things I've seen in movies, you know, like being in, you know, like, oh, I saw this in a movie and now I'm walking through it. That's why I like
it. Yeah, and I think it's more memorable.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I mean, I haven't gone this year, but I've gone to Hollywood Horror Nights before, so I've you know.
Yeah, it was my first time going to either of those parks.
But
and we rode the Jurassic Park ride and the Simpsons ride at Universal.
Okay.
And I loved both of those.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Except in the middle of the Jurassic Park ride. Have you been to that ride before?
I have, yes.
Okay, is it customary for during the middle with the raptors for them to play the Welcome to the Jungle song by Guns N' Roses?
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, did I hear that?
I was
What
is happening?
I didn't hear that. Actually, Adam Leonard, one of our great contributors here, he talked about riding the Jurassic Park ride during Halloween Horror Nights last year, and they played Guns N' Roses in it last year for some reason. So, yeah.
So it's just special for Halloween?
Yeah. I don't know why.
What? What? That is even weirder. Because it was weird in the first place, but now that they only do it special on Halloween, that's a whole nother level of weird.
I think last year there was a house, if it wasn't last year, it was the year before, that Slash was involved in, so I think that's the connection. But I don't know. I guess they're like, this is so sweet, we're just gonna keep it going.
Well, that wasn't because I definitely didn't have that house, because we didn't go on a couple, like we didn't do the Halloween, the Mike Myers one,
the Halloween house. Yeah,
and there's another one we didn't do. Oh crap, what was it? I should have brought my brochure thing down.
No worries. Well, I think there's the This Is the End.
That's it. That's the one we didn't do. Because I've never seen that movie. So I was like, when we were in there, I was like, are there demons in that movie or something? And he was like, yeah, this is the end of the world and the apocalypse. So I was like, oh, okay. Because it seemed really weird that one was there.
Yeah, it's an oddball one. I love that film. But it's certainly not a horror movie.
I need to watch it. I just hate James Franco.
You hate James Franco. Interesting.
Yeah, wow. I'm kind of boycotting him kind of lazily.
I was like,
just in a like a stuck up judgmental kind of way. I'm like, no, I won't watch this movie because I don't like that person.
Well, I will say that, you know, most the people in the movie play themselves as actors. Like they're playing themselves. So James Franco plays himself and he plays it as he doesn't play himself in a positive light. Let's just say that. He's kind of a, you know, stuck up, tortured artist to prime person. So if you don't like James Franco, you can appreciate him making fun of himself in that movie. But anyways, we're getting very off track here. So I just figured you did a little bit of Halloween stuff and just wanted to know. Might as well bring it up.
Yeah, I had a really good Halloween weekend. Not to brag, but it was super fun.
All right.
I think you're going to have a lot of fun at Universal. Way more fun. That you got to tell me which one you like better.
Okay, so I enjoyed Not Scary Farm.
Because even the regular rides, I liked better at Universal.
Yeah, well, the ride, well, Universal's better park than Not Scary Farm, but there's
and the Terror Tram. What is it? What's that movie?
The Purge is what's yes, on the Terror Tram. That's it. So yeah, I'm looking forward to all that stuff because as of the time of the recording, I'm going in 2 days. So.
I'm jealous you're going again.
Well, I'm going the first time, but
well, I mean that.
I got you.
That I can't go again, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I have to live vicariously through you again.
I guess so. You should just follow me on social media. Speaking of all that, why don't you give your plugs for all the things you do and how people can find you on the internet?
Gotta get to the chopper. Can you hear the helicopter?
You get to the chopper. Yeah. Do you live in like
Arnold Schwarzenegger's here. He found out we were talking about the Alien versus Predator maze. He's like, gotta put a stop to it. He thinks the Predator's here. He's come to help.
Oh, he came to help. Yeah, he's a really helpful guy.
Get out of here. Go. Loony. All right.
I'm glad you came equipped with your own sound effects for this.
Oh, my podcast is at signalsoffury.com. But the name of the podcast, curiously enough, is Soiled Restroom Cinema, which you can find at, you know, iTunes and Stitcher and all that stuff. And we have signalsoffury.com. And, oh, wait, I already said that. And we're on we're on Twitter at signals_of_fury.
Was the non-underscore one taken?
What?
Never nothing.
I'm so confused. There's too many underscores.
Yeah. And how about you? How do people find you personally?
There's more underscores.
you got underscores in your name too? Wow.
Yeah, it's underscore Congo Rilla underscore, because some jerk just took regular Congo Rilla from me.
Well, Congo Rilla, thanks so much for coming on and sharing your thoughts on this amazing concert.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, Roxy.
Hey, James.
Have you seen the Dark Side of Disney documentary?
I have seen it. I saw it on the West Coast. Have you?
I saw it there as well.
Crazy.
A little bit. Yeah, it's weird you didn't say hi to me. I don't think that everyone listening got to see it.
It was on the West Coast, and I think that's a little far for our East Coast listeners to go.
If only there was an East Coast screening of the Dark Side of Disney documentary.
James, there is one.
Our prayers have been answered.
It's going to be on November 14th.
That's amazing. Do you know where it's going to be? I mean, the East Coast is pretty big.
It's an Orlando Walt Disney World premiere. It's going to be at a comic and collectible shop in downtown Orlando called Gods and Monsters. And I know that sounds a little intimate, but the place is a massive bar that seats 250 people for screenings.
Wow. That sounds like the ultimate place to see this documentary.
It is.
Is there anything else going on besides a movie screening?
Actually, there is. Before the documentary, at 7 o'clock, there's going to be a Dark Side costume contest. And then after the documentary, there'll be a Q&A session.
Wow, that sounds like a fun-filled evening of fun-filled fun activities.
Y'all, Dark Side of Disney, East Coast premiere, Gods and Monsters, downtown Orlando, November 14th.
Get your tickets now by going to DSODDOC.com.
What's this? What's this? There's color everywhere. What's this? There's vikings in the air. What's this? I can't believe my eyes are costing Jimmy. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair. What's this? What's this? What's this? There's something very wrong. What's this? There's people singing songs. What's this? The streets are like the little trenches. Like a man in front of the sense of having had that glass of big old time. What is this? What's this? Children throwing snowballs instead of throwing pins. They're busy getting toys. Absolutely, now it's dead. There's frost in every window. I can't believe my eyes. And in my bones, I feel the warmth that's coming from inside. This is a thing called a present. The whole thing starts with a box.
A box? Is it steel or a box?
How could a box?
A box have to like a box.
Just a box with bright colored paper. The whole thing's hung with a bow.
What's in it? What's in it?
That's the point of the thing, not to know.
It's a bat.
Will it break?
It's a bat.
Will it break? Perhaps it's the hat that I found in the lake. Listen now, you don't understand. That's not the point of Christmas land. Now pay attention. We picked up an oversized sock and hang it like this on the wall.
Oh, yes, does it still have a foot?
Is it dragon?
Let me explain. There's no foot inside, but there's candy. And sometimes it's filled with small toys.
Small toys? Why do they smell? Explode in the sand?
If they help me to scream, I'm scared of the
foot. It's time. It's time.
It's
almost here, and we can't wait. So ring the bell.
the sea now if I don't die laughing first. Resist and be good, they say, this trouble comes at hand. You better pay attention now, for time will be rare. And if you are ashamed, there's something to learn. For this may be the last time you hear the moving song.
Like to contact us here at Creepy Kingdom, you can do so by emailing creepykingdom@gmail.com. And to check out any of our other podcasts, such as Roxy's World, the Eva James of Podcast Podcast, and Curvy Cutie Chat, then just visit monstermoviemedia.com. And for show notes, videos, creepy Disney cosplay, and fan art pictures, links to all of Otter's social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Google+, Tumblr, and Pinterest, just go to creepykingdom.com. And if you would like to support us here at Creepy Kingdom, you could do so by visiting patreon.com/creepykingdom. Well, and until next time,
give out creepy.
I have to go now. It's midnight. Pleasant dreams. Ha 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 ha